Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks, buckle up. Welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for laser focus. I'm Dylan Brooks, and trust me, you need this today. We're living in a world that constantly bombards us with noise notifications, deadlines, opinions, the whole shebang. It's like trying to find peace in a hurricane of information, right? Ever felt like your mind is a hamster wheel just spinning out of control? That's where Stoicism comes in, my friends. Not some dusty old philosophy, but a roadmap to navigate this chaos and tap into that inner calm, that unwavering focus. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial. Taking care of your spirit every single day. Because let's be real, our mental and emotional well-being is the foundation of everything else. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, what are some key takeaways to make this happen? First up, mindfulness. It's not about emptying your mind like Sun Zen Master, though that sounds cool. It's about being present in this moment. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the rhythm of your breath. Sounds simple, but it anchors you to reality and cuts through the mental noise. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that hamster wheel for a few seconds. Next, gratitude. Now, this isn't about being Pollyanna-ish and ignoring the tough stuff. It's about actively recognizing the good things in your life, big or small. That delicious breakfast you just had. A warm shower. Your dog giving you those puppy dog eyes. They all count. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and makes even the mundane feel a little more magical. Speaking of shifting perspectives, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, seriously. We all mess up, we have bad days, we make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a good friend. Now, remember that stoic principle of controlling what you can. Focus your energy on things within your control, your actions, your thoughts, your reactions. Dwelling on what you can't change just drains your spirit. It's like trying to fight the tide, just go with the flow and focus your energy elsewhere. Finally, connect with something bigger than yourself. This could be nature, or art, music, your faith, or anything that inspires awe and wonder. It reminds us we are part of something greater than ourselves and helps put life's little dramas in perspective. Think about those breathtaking sunsets, the vastness of the ocean, a piece of music that moves you to tears. These things remind us of the beauty and interconnectedness of life. Okay, real talk time. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flying left and right, and your boss just dropped a last-minute project on you. Your mind is racing, stress levels are soaring, and you're tempted to crumble under the pressure. But wait. Remember what we talked about today? You take a deep breath, reminding yourself that you can control how you react to this situation. You focus on gratitude for your job, the skills you have, and the opportunity to learn something new. You remind yourself that it's okay to feel stressed, but you won't let it consume you. And then, you tackle that project with renewed focus and clarity, knowing that you've got this. So, there you have it. Taking care of your spirit isn't about being perfect or achieving some lofty ideal. It's about incorporating these simple practices into your daily life, one step at a time. Remember to be present, cultivate gratitude, practice self-compassion, focus on what you can control, and connect with something bigger than yourself. By doing so, you'll not only find clarity and focus in the midst of chaos, but you'll also build a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. And that, my friends, is a win-win. Ready to take action? Start by picking one of these practices and incorporate it into your day-to-day. Share your experience with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay focused, stay grounded, and most importantly, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.